Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 5th of May, 2010. So it's a very tentative recording that I'm making today, simply because those of you who are on Facebook already will know that over the weekend I purchased a new computer, which is very exciting. I've made the transition from PC to Mac. So I'm using the MacBook for probably about the third time. And for the first time, I'm fiddling around with this GarageBand software to do the podcast. And it's like, it's amazing, but I really don't know what I'm doing yet. So I'm assuming that this is recording because there's wobbly lines coming up on the screen. I'm assuming I've plugged the mic in properly and that you're going to hear everything okay. And it's just, it's very, very exciting. Now, the reason in part why it's so exciting is because there's so many new and wonderful things that are going to be happening with the podcast as a result of this. So it's not just me that needs to be excited about the MacBook, it is also you too, because what's happening now is that this is going to completely revolutionize the People Building Podcast. Something that, for example, is available, and I don't know, I'm going to have a fiddle around with this today, and I can't guarantee that this is going to be working on your generic MP3 players and iPods and whatnot, because I haven't really figured out how to do this yet. But something that is possible is that via the podcast, I'll be able to share with you photographs and video as well. How cool is that? So I've installed on there a few pics, so you know, if you happen to look at the screen on your MP3 player, you might see some pictures coming up. You might not, because I don't know if I've done it properly. So it's all very exciting. As you can tell from my voice, I'm a bit giddy. But the voice is back, and that's definitely a good thing, because I think the last time I spoke to you, I was coughing and croaking away. But luckily that did pass. So let's start the show, shall we, by taking a look at the People Building newsletter, which is distributed every other Wednesday on the very same day as this show. It goes directly to your email inbox, and if you haven't signed up already, then you must do so simply by visiting all the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and filling in the box on the right hand side with your details to download your free gift from People Building and to get signed up to the newsletter. So in our newsletter today, we have in our What We're Loving section, the Science of Getting Rich program. Now this is a program which will be of interest to anyone who is interested in The Secret or the Law of Attraction. Basically, this is one of our affiliates, and it looks like a really amazing program that's available. And I say that because there is so much in here from the likes of Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, people that were key speakers in the hit movie The Secret. So I really think it's worth you checking this out. If you've watched the movie The Secret or you've read the book, you may have discovered that you didn't get quite enough detail about how it works and what to do next. And that's something that we talked about a few shows back, actually, was the secret of the secret. But if it's something that you're really interested in this whole law of attraction idea, then it would be well worth you getting your hands on this program. Here are some of the things that it guarantees. Guaranteed wealth to flow abundantly into your life as the universe begins to provide all your needs. Eliminate the word failure from your life for good. Success will be the word most people use to describe you as they talk about you with admiration. Have complete control over your destiny and make your prosperous achievements entirely predictable. Eliminate any worry over financial matters for good. The result? A better lifestyle, more money in your bank account, and a deep appreciation from your loved ones. Ignite the passion in your life and relationships, no matter what kind of difficulties you may have had in the past. And you can only get that from people building via the link that is supplied in the newsletter. So if you're not signed up to the newsletter, that's the kind of good stuff that you are missing out on. The article for today actually ties in a little bit with our topic for today. So the article for today is Brain Trauma from Negative Emotions. And our topic that we're covering in the podcast today is all about Dirkhammer Syndrome. Now, we've talked about Dirkhammer Syndrome in the past, but it's a really fascinating topic. And I've actually learned some new stuff about it as a result of doing the research for this show. So the article is a bit of a an overview of what we're covering in the podcast today. Now, you can get the article without actually getting the newsletter, because all of the articles that go out in the newsletter feature on the homepage of the People Building website, and there is an absolute backlog of other articles that have featured in the newsletter in previous years. So if you go to the articles page, you can find articles on absolutely anything. And the great thing is that once you've read the article, you can rate it. So you can put a comment at the bottom, share your own thoughts. Perhaps you disagreed with it, perhaps you agreed with it, perhaps you would like to share some of your own experiences. And then you can also rate the article using the star chart system, up to 5 stars for a very good article, down to 1 star for really very poor. Hopefully none of them are that bad, because I've written them. So do have a look at the article for today, because it will give you an overview of everything that we're including in today's show as our topic. And we do, of course, have the usual feedback section, the motivational quote and the joke, and our other news section today. Oh, this was a bit gutting, actually. It's a story about a student who had a winning ticket from one of the McDonald's competitions, and he didn't realise that he had a winning ticket, and he cleaned his car out, and the winning ticket was worth a staggering £500,000. So much money. And he went for hypnotherapy to see if it would help him to recover information about where the ticket had gone and what he'd done with it. I won't tell you what happened next. Do check it out in the other news section of the article. And again, that's also featured on the People Building website on the homepage, on the news section there. So yeah, have a read of that. Poor chap. Find out what happened next, whether he got his money or not. Just for your information, in terms of our podcast downloads, and I think there's probably a few missing actually from this figure now, because of all the switching over of the shows and moving on to our new feed and whatnot. But currently, our 2010 downloads, so just for this year, are 94,125 downloads of the People Building podcast. That is amazing. And I'll tell you why that's so amazing is because the first year, the first full year that I did the show, we got 100,000 downloads, and I thought it was amazing. And it was amazing, you know, for our first year. But we're only 5 months into the year, and I think and I hope that by, where are we now? May, by June, I'm hoping that we will have hit the 100,000 download mark in just 6 months, which will be absolutely brilliant. So if you know someone who should be listening to the show and isn't already, then it would be well worth recommending it to them so that we can hit that 100,000 downloads in 6 months, because that's just doubling what we did in the first year. It's amazing. So yes, let people know, advertise this show. It's brilliant. Of course it is. So our topic for today is all about Dirkhammer Syndrome. Now, some of you might have heard of this already. Others of you will have no idea what I just said, or indeed what it is that I'm talking about. So let me explain. This is something, it's a topic that first came into my awareness when I was doing my NLP practitioner training 3 or 4 years ago, and I learned about Dirk Hammer syndrome whilst learning about an NLP parts integration. Now, that's something you might have heard of, and as I said, we have sort of covered this in snippets in other shows in the past, so do check that out. Remember, the archive of all of the old people building shows is on our old people building podcast website, which is peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com. You can see the backlog of all the shows there. So, I first found out about parts integrations and Dirk Hammer syndrome when I was doing my NLP practitioner training. Incidentally, the parts integration is also known as the visual squash, because what we tend to do in a parts integration these days is it's evolved slightly since the idea of parts was first developed. And the way that it works now is that when someone has two opposing ideas in their mind and they're perhaps behaving with some degree of incongruence, so part of them wants to do this and part of them wants to do that, and sometimes they end up doing this and sometimes they end up doing that, that's basically a parts issue. And it's called the visual squash now, because what we ask the client to do is to imagine literally that they can visually see that part and see something that represents it sitting on one of their hands, and that the opposing part is on the other hand. And then, using some quite clever linguistics, we have them bring their hands together unconsciously, so they are not in control of their hands coming together, which is their unconscious's way of bringing those two parts together so that they can reintegrate and become whole. It's a very weird exercise, and I absolutely love it. It's always quite an emotional exercise to do. And it's always really, really interesting. So parts works on the basis that you were born whole and that events happen throughout your life. And these events will challenge us to varying different degrees. But what happens is that this creates a new set of neural networks in our brains, ranging from, that was interesting, to, I never want to experience that ever again. And what happens is that new set of neural networks becomes separate and is operating separately to the rest of the nervous system. And therefore, we then end up with some fragmentation and there's two parts operating. So this bit of information gives us a bit more definition on this. And I got this information from Richard Ballstad. His website is transformations.net.nz. If you haven't come across the work of Richard Ballstad before, I really recommend looking into it. I looked at some of his stuff when I was doing my hypnotherapy training years and years ago. And he's really very, very good and very articulate. He explains things really well. So on his website, I gathered this information. It says Stephen Rose from 1992 gives an example from his research with newly hatched chicks. And basically, this example explains the idea of these neural networks and how they're created, and then how we end up with those that fragmentation in the nervous system. So we've got the newly hatched chicks, after eating silver beads, with a bitter coating, the chick learns to avoid such beads. One peck is enough to cause the learning. Rose demonstrated that the chick's brain cells change instantly, growing 60% more dendrites in the next 15 minutes. These new connections occur in very specific areas, what we might call the bitter bead neural network. These neural networks now store an important new strategy. The strategy is triggered each time the chick sees an object the right shape and size to peck at. This is a visual strategy, of course. The trigger, seeing a small round object, is a visual external experience. And the operation, checking the colour, is also a visual external experience. The chick then compares the colour of the object it has found with the colour of the horrible bitter bead from its visual recall, so that's its visual remembered memory of the bitter bead that it had eaten previously. And based on that test, either pecks at the object or moves away from it. We could refer to that new neural network as a separate part to the rest of the brain. Now, here's when parts becomes an issue. It's an issue if the other part is causing a conflict. So if, for example, our chick was no longer able to eat because every time it saw food, it ran the strategy that it had created that was related to the silver beads. So then we would have a little chick who part of him wanted to eat because he was hungry, but part of him was afraid to do so. There we would call that a parts issue. So that's a little bit of background on parts. Now, Dirk-Hammer syndrome relates to parts in that, as I said earlier, we have these sort of varying different levels of parts. So some of them are much more intense and troublesome than others. So ranging from, as I said, that was interesting, to I'm absolutely going to avoid that thing now for the rest of my life. And when we're moving up towards that scale of I'm absolutely going to avoid that thing now for the rest of my life, then we can start seeing how parts are created, and at a higher level than that, how we might end up with things like multiple personality disorder, where the part is so strong that it's literally like another personality that's operating within someone's mind. And Dirk-Hammer syndrome is around the same level of significance, if you like. It's around the same degree of intensity of emotion that is created when we have a DHS or a Dirk-Hammer syndrome. So the name Dirk-Hammer comes from Dr. Hammer's son, who died of cancer. Dr. Hammer noticed a correlation between cancer subjects having previously experienced an intense emotional shock. Now, the following information comes from learninggnm.com, and it says DHS, Dirk-Hammer syndrome, is an unexpected shock that occurs or a very emotionally stressful situation. The event is so profound, it doesn't affect the psychological state, but it affects the brain and the body. The impact on the brain is visible on a CT scan. Concentric rings can be seen in the brain. These are called HH or Hammerscher-Hurd or Hammer Focus, and that's spelled H-A-M-E-R-S-C-H-E-R, Hammerscher-Hurd or Hammer Focus. The size of the rings depends on the intensity of the emotional event. Now, this is when it gets really interesting. The exact location of the HH is determined by the nature of the conflict. For example, a motor conflict experienced as not being able to escape or feeling stuck impacts the brain in the motor cortex that controls the muscle movements. The moment the brain receives the DHS, the conflict shock is immediately communicated to the corresponding organ, and a significant biological spectrum, or SBS, is on standby for exactly that conflict and is instantly activated. The biological significance of each SBS is to improve the function of the conflict-related organ so that the individual is in a better position to manage and eventually resolve the conflict. Since there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the body, the brain relays on the right hemisphere control the bones and the muscles of the left side of the body, whereas the brain relaying on the left side controls the bones and the muscles on the right side of the body. Now, what this means from a DHS perspective is that if the trauma is experienced in the right-hand side of the brain, then the physical effects will manifest themselves in the left-hand side of the body and vice versa. Here's a solution. This comes from newmedicine.ca and comes directly from the mouth of Dr. Hammer himself. He says future therapies will entail very little medication, but will require the patient's understanding of the root cause of his conflict and disease. Together with his doctor, the patient will find the best resolution to his problem or the best strategy in order to avoid repeating it in the future. The patient is thus the absolute boss in the treatment and procedure of his illness, and herein is the special aspect of the German New Medicine. The patient will no longer be treated, but will treat himself. The relationship between patient and physician will be completely rethought and redefined. Today's high-quality and specialised doctor will in future have to be a broadly trained, well-educated and humane medical detective. Well, we're still waiting for that time to come. But definitely interesting thoughts, I think, in terms of us being the absolute boss in the treatment and procedure of our own illnesses, instead of handing all of the responsibility over to the gods in white coats. Definitely food for thought, isn't it, people?
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis
scripts and audios page. Okay, so let's now take a look at one of those hypnosis scripts and audios. So the thing to remember is the hypnosis audios are available for you to download directly from iTunes. All of the hypnosis audios that are available from People Building can be purchased there, and you can also get them directly from the People Building website on the hypnosis audios page. Plus, there for every single hypnosis audio, there is also a hypnosis script. So the scripts are really relevant for those of you who are therapists and want to use the scripts with your clients. The audios are for those of you who have challenges that you want to overcome. But there is an audio and script for everyone that I share with you on the People Building show. So, the hypnosis script and audio that I'm going to share with you today is all about loss, because I figured that kind of tied in with the theme of the DHS, the Dirk-Hammer syndrome stuff as well. So this script is available for you to download as a PDF or also as an MP3 audio. This is called Loss. Perhaps what is lost is not replaced until you find that strength in yourself. Learn to let go. Enjoy what you have instead of upsetting yourself over what is lost or what you may be losing. In fact, if you woke up every day and thought of everything you have and everything you have to look forward to, you'd probably forget to think about everything you might lose, which you probably won't lose when you're thinking happier thoughts anyway. There is so much to lose. If you worry about it, you can see it everywhere. But you've been doing this for so long and it's making you unhappy. Now that you can understand what all this stands for, you can let it go. It's okay to let go. It doesn't mean you don't care. It means that you can see the difference, and that you're comfortable with yourself, who you are, how you look, how you love. You don't need to be afraid of losing. Here, you always did the best that you could. And so much more will grow as a result of your loss when you choose to see it and accept that sometimes we need to let go to move forward. It doesn't mean we don't remember. It's just that you're ready now to stop worrying about what's gone. Accept it and move forward. So, a short snippet there of the script called Lost, which is available for you to download. Now, let us read out some feedback from you guys, then we'll take a quick break and then it will be time for our nice relaxing hypnosis session. So this first one comes in from Chris. Chris got in touch to say, dear Gemma, loved your podcast on Busy Brain. Blimey, I thought you were describing me personally. I have all those symptoms, and so I'm looking forward to decluttering my brain. And he also sent me some nice links to some other people's newsletters, which is great because I'm usually busy writing newsletters and never get a chance to read anybody else's. So thanks very much, Chris. Damien also got in touch. He said, I had two reasons to email you today, and then I had three. Like buses, they come in threes. Here's the first one. A heartfelt thank you for people building and for all that you and the company do. It's great that you give so much to the world, and I'm sure with the way things work that you get even more back. Second, I burnt your podcast onto a CD, hope you don't mind, for a friend, Doug, whom I thought could benefit from them, and they have. He told me today that he'd emailed you, and you liked his email so much that you're going to use it on a podcast. Nice one. And actually, that was in the last show, wasn't it? So that came in from Bhavesh, and Damien got in touch to say... Yes, actually, it wasn't Damien who sent me. That was Bhavesh. Damien actually said, hi, Gemma. Please subscribe into the People Building podcast. I love the great work you're doing. It's so uplifting listening to your voice and what you say in your podcast. If I remember correctly, I was a bit confused by that email because the People Building podcast is, of course, this one. And the only way for you to subscribe is if you sign up in iTunes and then it gets delivered directly to your iTunes podcast section of your iTunes collection of MP3s. However, you can also subscribe via the RSS feed. So if you go to www.peoplebuilding.co.uk/podcast, that should take you directly to the feed, and then there'll be some kind of widget in your internet browser where you can subscribe to that feed. So that's the way to do that. However, there is of course the video podcast, which haven't mentioned much recently. I don't think we've pushed that enough. So the video podcast is a bit of an exclusive club in that it isn't advertised anywhere at all on the website, and you can't even get to it via the People Building newsletter. There is only one way to get the video podcast, and that is to send me an email, gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk, and put the words video podcast in the subject line, and then I will personally sign you up. And what that means is that every other Wednesday, so the opposite Wednesday to the ones when we do the regular podcast, you'll receive a video from me, with a link to some kind of special offer that's relevant to the topic that's discussed in that video podcast. You can, however, see all the previous video podcast shows by going to YouTube and checking out the People Building channel on YouTube. Alrighty, so Stuart got in touch to say thank you for producing an entertaining podcast. Not always to my taste, but how can it be when there are so many people to please? I must admit to wonder, and it's a good thing, how you manage to run your own business, be involved with NLP for Kids, produce an audio podcast, and now a video one. Either you're not getting enough sleep or you are Superwoman. I suppose I will see if the former is true in the video podcast. And that was from Stuart. So Stuart, you probably know already now that I've also been doing 48 hours a week as a private nanny for a family as well. So it's definitely a combination of not enough sleep and also being Superwoman, and I like to think more of the latter. And this one says, I don't know who sent me this. It says, I listen to your podcasts when I get them. Great voice. If you were in the States, I would beg you to marry me. That one made my week. And this one came in from Jim, who said, I'm one of your customers and I just want you to know I've had the most relaxing and beautiful voice. I think you have the most relaxing and beautiful voice I think I have ever heard. You also have a beautiful face. Aww. As I just watch your podcast with you in your office. I wish I lived in the UK as I definitely think you could help me with some big long-standing emotional issues with hypnotherapy sessions. Is it your voice on all the hypnotherapy MP3s? Thanks from Jim. Yes, it is. So they're all written and recorded and produced by me. Oh, and I had another email in from Bhavesh, who we actually heard from just a few emails ago. He said, good video podcast. Your hairdo is looking good. Have you read Napoleon Hill's Law of Success? No. Might be easier to listen to the audiobooks. You'll find some gems, pardon the pun, in there for future podcasts. It's on my to-do list, Bhavesh. Paul said, please add me to the list. Many thanks. So that's with reference to the video podcast. And then he said, I can't just leave it at that. I love your show. I do. It's very informative and a lot of good fun. I listen to my iPod when I'm at work. I'm a baker for Tesco's and often work from midnight to 8 o'clock in the morning. It may seem a little odd for a guy who makes bread to listen to a podcast that's way out of his career path, but every show keeps me interested and makes me want to learn more. I can't remember how I found People Building, but I've downloaded all of what iTunes has and have been slowly working my way through them as my shifts go by, stopping short of the end when I hear the words about operating machinery. That's me. I have yet to try any of the relaxation sessions because I'm a very busy chap outside work. My son will be 9 months old, and that was back in October, and every waking minute of the day is spent watching him. But the content of your podcast is excellent. I always finish work full of ideas, little notes for background reading and Google keywords. 8 a.m. is always an enthusiastic time of the day for me. So without going on for too much longer, I'd like to take the opportunity to say hi and thank you for the excellent shows you produce. The hard work you put into them is obvious, and I know I'm just another one of your thousands of satisfied listeners. Before I forget, I'm in a small town called Llanelli. Hang on, let me see if I can pronounce this right. Llanelli. In South Wales. I don't know if I said that right or not. My Welsh isn't great. So I'm a UK downloader and listener. I wish you all the best and thank you again for your hard work with the podcast and also for adding me to the mailing list. You are most welcome, Paul, and shamai to you. There you go. That's my Welsh for today. Then some quick ones. Jessie said, I'm a fan. I follow your podcast. I would love to get your video podcast too. She now does. Mark said, I wanted to say I love your podcast and would like to subscribe to the newsletter. I listen here in Gulfport, MS, and have learned a lot from your helpful advice and techniques. And, Now, who sent me this? This would probably have been Kevin, who's a friend of the show. He sent this to me. You can try this out. This is a just for fun thing. He said, I found this hilarious site that is designed to help you come up with a name for your pop group, but it gives great results with your own name too. And the website, if you want to try this out, is bandnamemaker.com/generator. So he plugged in Gemma and got this lot out. About Gemma Havoc, Dubious Gemma, Freestyle Gemma Nude, Latin Gemma Prey, Before Gemma Stigma, and Gemma of the Gifted Romance, which I love. So that would be my band if I had one. He says Freestyle Gemma is my favourite. You get different results each time, so give it a try. Have fun, from Kevin. Or Kevo Gimp, according to the band name generator site. Very interesting. Right, time now for a short break. When we come back, we'll be doing our hypnosis session.
PeopleBuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Okay, it's now that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you are driving or operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else who is now able to relax, you can begin to relax. So allow your body to assume a comfortable position. And just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes and begin to imagine, if you will, exactly how it would be, how it would look to be inside your own mind. And in your own mind, with a healing magical quality to be able to repair and resolve any aspects of that mind that need repair or resolution. And as you imagine being there within your own mind, just relaxing, releasing any tension. It's as if you can go into your own mind and massage and nurture any areas that need your care and attention. You can make adjustments within your mind to those areas which perhaps need to slow right down or speed back up. You can cleanse that mind to a state of health and well-being. A state like which you have not experienced in a very, very long time. Generated within your mind now. Listen to the sound of my voice as my voice will enable you to drift and dream wonderful things in beautiful places. And as you drift and dream of wonderful things in beautiful places, your mind will continue to heal, to repair, to work, to operate your body in the safest and healthiest ways for the good of your well-being, for the good of your soul, is being cleansed now in a warm, relaxing glow of healing energy. that allows you to experience a whole new level of health and well-being. And you can notice too the release in tension, the worries and fears subsiding, dispersing, drifting away, until they are completely gone from your mind. That healing, repairing, resilient mind, growing stronger with each and every anxious thought you forget to think about. Your mind power is increasing. Your resilience and determination to achieve good is progressing every day in every way. Drifting down deeper and deeper. Hold that thought. Many wonderful ideas about how to progress and effectively improve yourself. Now, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with your eyes open now and feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So well done, everybody. That is our show done for today. The first show on the new Mac. I think you can probably sense that the giddiness has worn off a little bit now as the technical phobias start to kick in and I gradually start discovering how complicated this thing is. But it's all good. I guarantee you that in 2 weeks' time, by the time I do the next show, I'll be a whiz at this. I pick these things up very quickly. So I will be speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time, and the date of that will be the 19th of May, which, incidentally, is the day that I'm due to be now going on holiday after it was cancelled because of that flipping volcano. So for the next 2 weeks, can you all think calming volcano thoughts for me? Because I could really do with going on this holiday. So I look forward to speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, do get in touch. The email address, as always, is gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Send your ideas for the show, send your thoughts for the show, send your thoughts on the new podcast. If you notice any difference, I'm not sure that you will, but I'm going to try and do some stuff with it now. If you've got an iPod, then do have a look at it every now and again, see if some pictures pop up, and then you can let me know if you like them, if they're even there. Anyway, I'll stop talking now. I'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time on the 19th of May. Have a great couple of weeks, and thank you for listening. Bye for now.